Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Life goes on day after day. Hearts torn in every way.
That's Jerry and the Pacemakers bringing us back. Jerry with a G. By the way, that's from the Wayback Machine. Kind of like me from the Wayback Machine. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. Having a great visit with our new friend Brad Hams, the author of Ownership Thinking, How to End Entitlement and Create a Culture of Accountability, Purpose, and Profit. Brad, if we could just do this in our small businesses, we could conquer the world probably. I want to come back to the three areas. Oh, by the way, before we go any further, I want you to give us your website and tell us how folks can find you.
Sure. It's just Ownership Thinking, all one word, ownershipthinking.com.
All right. So check it out, folks.
Yeah. Thanks.
And then you can find your book there or wherever books are sold. And my website, folks, by the way, is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Brad, let's talk about the three things that you say that will let's go into some detail on these, on how to get people to get their heads out of entitlement thinking and start realizing that they're, you know, they've got to perform or the business can't afford them to have them around. First one is the education. When you say education, you're talking about helping them understand how they fit into the whole process, right?
Yeah, exactly right. And again, you mentioned my background in Mexico. I was the president of Mrs. Fields Cookies in Mexico in the early 90s, and that's where we developed this. And the idea is we wanted to create an organization of employees who thought and acted like owners. And you know, when you ask a business owner what concerns they have, they'll tell you things like cash flow and the marketplace and so on. When you ask an employee what concerns they have, they'll talk about things like paycheck, benefits and that sort of thing. So the idea is, how do we move people over to engaging in the business side? And so if you want to do that, you're right. That's the first thing you have to do, is you have to educate them about the fundamentals of business and finance and how companies make money. One of the reasons that's so important is if we don't do that, they make assumptions. For example, if you ask an employee what percentage of revenue is profit, I often hear percentages between 35% and 50%, which is crazy, of course. 5% is closer to the truth.
Right.
And so, again, they make these assumptions, and then they become wasteful when they have those kinds of assumptions.
Most small business owners would kill for 5%. Most small business owners would kill for break even.
Yeah, that's true these days, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so we give some tips about how to educate employees about business and finance in the book, and it's not that complicated. What we've learned over the years is the best way to do that is to associate personal finance to business finance when you do it. That sort of kind of takes the mystery out of it for them. For example, a balance sheet, if you were to look at that from a personal perspective, is about what you own. So from a personal perspective, we could say we own our house,
mm-hmm.
and that equals what we owe, which would be our mortgage, plus what we really own, which is our equity. And when we teach that, we say that's the two windows we really own in our house.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what a balance sheet is. All it is. It's what we own. So this is our equipment and our inventory and so on. Equals what we owe, our debt-related things, plus what we really own, our equity. So, and then, of course, we do the same thing with a cash flow statement and an income statement. We teach them, more importantly, how they impact them.
So,
very important thing, if you don't mind, simple thing for your audience to teach employees. We call this the cracks in the table. It's one of our exercises in the book. But if a company has a 5% profit, whenever we sell a dollar's worth of product or service, a nickel is going to the profit line.
Mm-hmm.
But what employees need to understand is every time we save a dollar in waste or scrap or labor efficiency, that whole dollar goes to the profit line. And so everybody has an impact.
That's a really important education point.
Yeah, and it would take 20 times that in revenue
right.
to get that dollar to the bottom line that we just saved. So
right.
simple
exactly.
things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, exactly. And more employees... So they're looking at it from both standpoints. One is from the revenue comes from customers. We have to take care of those guys, and the big savings can come from being prudent, from being conservative, from not being wasteful, and that sort of thing. Talk to us about the right measures.
Sure. Well, as I said earlier, most companies keep score, if you will, with financial statements. And that's important information, but if we want to engage our employees, there's a few problems using only financial statements. The first is most people don't understand them.
Mm-hmm.
And most people don't see them to begin with, but even if they did, they
right.
wouldn't understand them. And I see that at management levels as well. Second problem with financials is that they're old news. So by the time we get mm-hmm. our financial statement, it's too late. We can't
right.
do anything about them. So we end up managing our businesses somewhat reactively.
But I liked how you talked about it, though, not so much specifically this financial statement, but as the idea of how a business works based on the way financial statements report. I think that's a good thing. But
yeah.
but in terms
yeah.
of...
And we also...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
We also focus significantly on leading activity-based key indicators, which people understand because it's what they do every day. And they, in fact, drive our financial performance. So these are proactive measures. So the book talks about how to identify your key indicators and build scoreboards
right.
and teach all of your employees to keep score in a very high involvement, very visible fashion, which in turn creates a high level of accountability.
And the incentive side, quickly.
Sure. Again, most important about incentives is they have to be self-funded. So it's important to remember that just creating an incentive won't change behavior. You've got to do these other things. Teach about the business, keep score appropriately, and if you do those, your company will create the financial resources necessary to fund an incentive.
Right.
And we believe incentives should be broad-based, meaning every employee participates in them.
Not just the salespeople.
No, not just the salespeople.
Yeah.
Across the board.
Ownership Thinking is the book, the company, the website, ownershipthinking.com. Brad Hammes, will you come back another day?
Absolutely. I'd love to, Jim. Thanks.
We've enjoyed having you here. We'll have you back real soon. Take care of yourself. Brad Hammes, H-A-M-S, by the way, is how you spell his name. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.